Pickard Hall is the crux that's preventing MU from having a clear plan to return the museum downtown. Experiments by chemistry professors in the early 1900s left traces of radiation in the building. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission wants a new round of testing to determine the extent of the problem and ultimately take the building off its list of sites to monitor. MU Vice Chancellor of Administrative Services Jackie Jones said she truly doesn't know how long that process will take. Lois Honeycutt is a history professor at MU. She says having the museum easily accessible is crucial to MU's teaching mission.
You know, I really understand with the situation in Pickard Hall, the way it is, that we can't get straight answers. But I really, really want to hear from the administration a commitment to bring these things back downtown some way, somehow.
Did you hear that today?
No.
Some of the forum's audience members offered their own ideas on how to keep the museum downtown. One idea was to lease a downtown building or to open a smaller satellite museum on campus or to join forces with the State Historical Society. MU officials at the forum say they are looking into these options but can't commit to any of them at this point. Honeycutt says she doesn't think the administration is exploring the options thoroughly yet.
I'm not seeing a whole lot of excitement about doing that, at least from the administrative level. I'd like to see that happen.
Patricia Cowden is a museum associate and a docent at the Museum of Art and Archaeology. She says another option could be a capital campaign effort.
Maybe we can have a lot of people in town join with the university, and maybe we can all have some kind of a campaign to make some money and bring a new museum right close to everyone.
Mizzou North, which will house the displaced museum, is about 2 miles away from downtown. MU officials at the forum say they are considering transportation plans between the two campuses for students and staff. For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi.